right, and it is Tuesday morning, and it's time for the O'Neill Travel Now program. You know, when it comes to travel, you usually like to have it all planned out for you. Half the fun of a trip is the anticipation, and yet there's undoubtedly something to be said about a surprise vacation where the adventure that awaits isn't entirely in your control. Mystery travel is among the growing trends for travelers seeking new experiences and willing to put their trip in the hands of a trusted tour company. In most cases, without even knowing where they're headed until they are on the bus and literally heading for parts unknown. And guess who we've got in here? Judy Duvall from O'Neill Travel Now. And this is the third successful mystery tour.
It is.
And even the guides. Who's going on this one?
I know. Amy does this. We've had three. They've been so successful. We're going to continue this on. Yeah. It's a great time for somebody that can just get away for 3 days. And I wasn't sure that I could even do this. Because, you know, I do a lot of planning. Yeah. And so the first time I was like, okay. But it has been amazing. We've had amazing food, wine tasting, things that we never thought were in our area. So we're going on this one. There's the one coming up is, let's see, what date is that?
It is October 6th through the 8th.
Yes. And there's only 7 spots left. Okay. We had a lot of people call in and they haven't signed up yet. And they said they're going to. So I'm just letting them know. We had 2 people come in yesterday. And 2 people called the other day, so 7 spots left.
And here's the deal. It's, like you said, you don't know where you're going, but you're going to get, you do know you're going to get 2 nights at a hotel.
Right.
You're going to get 2 breakfasts, 2 lunches, or let's see, 3 lunches, 2 breakfasts, 3 yeah. lunches, and 2 suppers. All your admissions are paid for wherever you're going, and you go to just a, you know, over a handful of
amazing surprises.
Yeah. And your insurance, just in case there's bad weather or something like that, yeah, or something would come up.
Here's a few reasons to go on this. It's no driving or parking. Mm-hmm. Get on the bus and we take care of the rest of that. No planning. Yes, it's a mystery, but you've always got, you're packed and ready to go, and lots of fun stops. Stay in one hotel, the same hotel, for 2 nights. Meet people, new people, have fun up with that. Lots of giggles and fun on the bus. I know Nicole put this in, always bingo with her.
Right, yeah.
And
yep.
The main thing is there's 2 escorts. It takes 2 of us to control this bus. We get off the bus somewhere and they go, what is going on in that bus?
Yeah.
So they go, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So you need 3 if you take Scott.
Yeah. You guys might have to try it once. It's really unbelievable, even for me to say that. We had a lovely couple stop in yesterday. And I had come back from lunch and the girls were talking to them. And they were signing up for the mystery tour. They thought they'd start traveling. 93 and 91.
Nice.
I went, no, I'd have to see the birth certificate. They just strolled in, and he was so witty. And I thought, wow, they're going to have their 75th anniversary this year.
Nice.
You know, and so they're going to be on the bus. So we're going to have to do something fun on the bus for that.
You bet. Yeah.
So don't miss this one.
Yeah. And like you said, maybe you'll go to one event that really is not your thing.
Exactly.
But the next one will be because you don't know where you're going.
The last couple ones are like that. We had one lady go, well, I've been here before. I didn't know this was here.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. And it's places none of us will stop because we've always got somewhere to go and we're in a hurry.
Yeah.
So take a couple days out.
All right. And you got 7 spots left.
On that one.
It's October 6th through the 8th. And you can do double occupancy or single occupancy.
Yes, either one. So, it's easy on this one. So call Amy today. She's the one that puts this together.
Yep.
And we just go with the flow.
All right.
And we fill in the blanks. I just want to run down what we've got coming up.
First of all, I want to ask you, how was Alaska?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I have been there before on the cruise, but after COVID, this is the first cruise after COVID. They have spent all their time, NCL built new piers to all the stops, to Juneau and into Ketchikan and Icy Strait Point. Beautiful piers. I mean, usually you don't even think about that, but they spent their time doing that. Icy Strait Point is one of my favorite stops on the Alaska tour. And you can't get to these places driving. We went in there and I went, oh my gosh, where's the cannery? It's untouched. It's got one shop to buy things. That's it. Otherwise, it's an old cannery and a crab shack. And really? You get Bloody Marys with crab and everything yeah. built up in it. Unbelievable. All our group just sat around there and did that. And it's just pristine. Yeah. Well, what was new, if you haven't been on a cruise, especially Alaska, you got to try it again because it's totally different. On Icy Strait Point, they put a people mover in it. It's like a ski lift, yeah. but it's a bubble. Beautiful. And it goes straight through the island. So you just get on and go to the other side.
Oh, cool.
I mean, you know, even if you're in good shape, walking, you spend a lot of time right. walking to get somewhere. It just goes straight through.
Nice.
The other one, the red, that's the red one. The green one goes straight up. And I got Rick to go on. He doesn't like that kind of stuff. He goes, I don't want to go in here. I said, oh, come on, just once, you know. Have a bucket list thing. Mm-hmm. So he got in it, and it was just beautiful. Big, and it went almost straight up. And I said, look in the back. You can look down and see our cruise ship. And he goes, I don't want to. But we got up to the top, and they're clearing out away at the top. The last time I went there, I did the zip line. Biggest in the world. Yeah. Now they've got something they're building up there. So you just look out at that beautiful Alaska, the pristine water, everything. So it was amazing. Cool. We flew from nonstop from here to Seattle. Got on there in Seattle, did a Seattle tour, and then stopped. And I think a lot of people were like just amazed at the fjords and stuff that you go through because you're not that far from land. Yeah. It's a little different than cruising in the islands. This is a lot of history and a lot of whales, saw whales going through. So there's nothing like that.
Cool.
And in that vein, I'm going to go back and do, in February, we're doing the Hawaiian cruise. Mm-hmm. And we're doing Greece cruise, the Greece islands, Mykonos, Santorini, in August. I've already got that set up. It's not advertised yet, but I'm letting everybody know. Call Amy and get signed up. And one other thing, I'm going to do New England again. Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But I want everybody to go on our website, www.o'neilltravelnow.com. And you can click. It's real user-friendly. You click on there. I want you to do that. And I've got on the left-hand side... There is what's coming up. And so you go to the bottom there. We're trying to show. Okay. So these are our tours.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm doing is, here's the New England tour. If you hit on there, it'll take you to another page. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, it says blocked.
Uh-oh. Anyway.
Still a work in progress.
Oh, okay. So it'll take you to another page, and it's got pictures of our past. Oh, well, I'm going to have to look at that when I get back to the office. Go to the Alaska tour. I'll have to look at that and see if that's us. If you hit that normally, yeah. It goes right to another page.
There it is.
Okay, and then you go down and I've got...
Cool, yeah.
I've got pictures and stuff. So the one for New England, I'll go back and look. You may see people that you have seen before.
Yeah.
Especially you.
Mm-hmm.
So your brother-in-law
and
your sisters, and there were some funny pictures there. So it's kind of fun to look back and see what we're going
to
see.
Yeah, but the great place to go to the website. You got a lot of info on there, and you can check it out. And, or like you said, just call, and because some of these tours will fill up quickly. And
right. There are some people that don't have are on Facebook or on computers very often. So they just give us a call.
Yep.
I'm sure they're listening to KBRX.
That's right. Exactly.
All right.
336-2455. If they have any questions, check out O'Neill Travel Now on Facebook. O'Neill Travel Now Tours.
Yep.
On Facebook.
Travel Now Tours.
Travel Now Tours on Facebook. And
got a lot going on. One more thing, Nicole, if your things are filling up, planes are full, they're trying to bring more planes in, you know, to alleviate the pressure of people wanting to travel now. If you're going somewhere next year, call us now and let us know.
Yep, if you got Christmas plans or anything, spring break.
Christmas is tough right now, too.
I bet. So, all right, 336-2455 on illtravelnow.com. Thanks, Judy.
See you later.
Yep.
Ooh, that was a lot.